Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm your garden host, and we have a wonderful show for you here today. We are so glad you're with us. You can let us know by text what you're drinking for your morning breakfast so that you're enjoying it. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
Good morning. I am actually pumping down some body armor at this moment. So I got up and I was like, we're expecting potential turkey chicks any day now. So I slept an extra 5 minutes. So that means no coffee for me. So I just grabbed a body armor and ran out and checked. And the hens weren't moving. The turkey hens weren't moving around. So I was like, okay, I guess we don't have any chicks yet. So
yeah. So are you ready for the third polar vortex of this winter?
Let me tell you about this weather. I am actively looking for a property on the equator. I'm done. I'm done.
Excuse me. I am going to be trying to suppress coughs because I've been ill for the last 10 days.
Right.
We weren't here last week, and I apologize to everyone. But now I'm just in the mindset of I don't want to make anyone else ill.
Right.
And so
You're past that point.
I hope so.
You have the lingering cough. So, yeah. That sticks around for a few weeks.
It does. And so I am trying to, and the energy, you know, so I have a little bit less energy.
No, you don't. Y'all don't even know. She was bouncing off the walls when she came in here this morning. So she can tell you that all she wants.
I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back. Well, I will tell you that I want to say hello first to Sharon in Venice. I talked to her last night. And she has been a loyal Tom McCubbin Better Lawns and Gardens fan for decades. And she listens now religiously to you and I. And so we just want to say good morning to her.
Good morning.
And the cold, we are going to get possible snow flakes. That's it, snowflakes in north the Panhandle. But the weather, we're rained. We're going to get it today and tomorrow.
I saw some mist.
And most of the states, yeah, it was raining at our house.
It was misting, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but we need it so badly.
Really?
Yeah, we do. Hmm. And then rain during the week, you know, so everybody's going to get some rain this week. So what does that mean? You know, no need to use irrigation. This
is the
best time to wean your irrigation off of the heavy watering. And so just, you know, just turn your irrigation system off. I'll tell you when to turn it back on. And so let's see. The North Florida, you are going to low average temperatures for January right now. We are just up and down, up and down. And then by the end of the month, we are going to be back into a normal weather pattern. We got the La Nina pattern. And it's still going strong. Rain Tuesday and Friday for North Florida and Sunday. I'm not counting tomorrow. We're going to get some really heavy rain tomorrow. And then Tuesday and next Friday for you, North Florida. Mid-50s, lows in the 30s and 40s and 20s in some areas, little microclimates. Freezing likely on Wednesday. And so Tallahassee, you're definitely going to have rain and sleet Tuesday and Wednesday. High in your 40s and the high 20s. And so what does this mean for your gardening up there? Well, you're going to need to cover your tropicals if they're new. And I had this. We planted a landscape in October, installed it. And, you know, they really haven't had time to get established with that bad cold front that we had the first week of December and the couple of cold snaps we've had since then. And so you just want to cover up your tropicals. Central Florida, we're going to be in the mid-40s to 50s. During the nighttime, averages 50s and 60s during the day. And we're going to have lots of rain this week. It's going to be a truly cloudy week this week, which is lovely because it reminds me of Scotland. And usually our cloudy days, our cold days, don't last longer than 3 days. But this week, it's going to be cloudy all week, even for South Florida and Key West areas. They're going to have a little bit of clouds.
Yeah, I'm going to say it did warm up a little bit yesterday because I actually put on a pair of shorts to go out in public, and then I realized that I haven't shaved in a week. And then I'm like, and then I went to go check one of the Grand Brettes out, and I went to the Orlando airport. So I'm like, really? I'm just out here just showing off all them hairy legs to everybody. But it did warm up, though, I do have to say.
It did. And so I'm glad to see it. This is great time to be kind of planting for your garden because of the rain, the overcast skies. You can get off to a good start. Don't acerbate it by adding, you know, more irrigation to it, though. The rainfall will be adequate. This hour, I'm going to be answering your gardening questions, so you can give us a call. You can fill up the board, and Lizzie will put you on the board, and we will take your gardening questions. You can give us a call. You don't even need to get dressed for it. Just keep your PJs on.
Make sure you have something nice and hot and yummy beside you, though.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And brag about it.
You're talking about beverage, right?
Yeah, okay. That too.
Yeah, and so, but you can get on the board right now, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and just say good morning. We want to say good morning to Howie. He was trying to get on last week, and we weren't here. And so all of our listeners, we're just glad to be back.
And he gave us an exclusive.
Oh, really? What did he say?
I'll have to tell you after we get a break.
Okay, there you go. And so you don't need to be doing a lot in your garden right now, except if you want to be planting, good time to be planting. We have in the second hour a wonderful guest who's going to give us the plants that have won the Green Thumb Awards for 2025. And so Diane Blazek with the National Garden Bureau will be on. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to connect with your community? Florida's Transit connects you to the heart of it all. Florida's bus and rail systems bring people together. Whether you're heading to a local farmers market, a neighborhood festival, or a community event, Transit helps you stay connected to everything happening around you. When you ride Transit, you're not just getting from point A to point B. You're building connections with your neighbors, your friends, and your city. Florida's Transit system is part of your community, helping you stay in touch with all that's important. Florida's Transit system is designed to keep you connected. Visit transitconnectsflorida.com for more details and schedules.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Ah, the sun's out, the water's cool, it's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see flashing lights on any emergency, service, utility, or disabled vehicle, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. Help protect those who protect us. Move over or slow down for emergency lights. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married, and Sophia when she had a baby, and Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Bruck's Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Bruck's Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrucksNightGuard.com and enter the code BRUCKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Bruck's Night Guard.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is going to be an easy week for gardening. You don't want to put a lot out there. There's no need to be fertilizing with the rains and the cooler temperatures. There's no need for that. Just kind of save your energy. It's a good time to maybe sit back and order some seeds from catalogs or from our good friend Dr. Gary Bachman at the Heritage Cottage, his great pepper seeds, and also to read a gardening book. You can check out my Gardener's Compendium, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. If you love garden history, anecdotes, interesting information that you may not know about gardening, trivia, my three volumes. Volume 1 is Gardening with Life. Volume 2 is Gardening in Time and Places, about history and geography. And Volume 3 is Gardening with the Senses. And you can check those out on my website, she-consulting.com. And you can also sign up for our monthly newsletter, where Lizzie and I, we talk about what's going on in our gardens and in our gardening life and give you all sorts of information like what to do in your gardens each month and my design tips and landscaper malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper. You can go on to she-consulting.com and you can sign up right there. The February issue will be coming out in 2 weeks. And if you just email me at she-consulting.com, I will send you January's newsletter. And so what happened to Walter, Lizzie?
Walter from the Space Coast. Listeners, I want you to hear this from my heart. You guys are stupendous. And let me explain why. You all will call me every once in a while. There's a few of them out there will call me and will crack a joke with me or give me a little bit of an update. And I love it. So Walter was just updating us on the avocado from his neighbor. And he went over and he took care of it and covered it. So, yeah, it's just so exciting.
He's already. I love it. I love taking care of your neighbor's landscapes and helping them out.
Yes, as long as you get permission first before you go over
there. As long as you do that. Yeah. And also, too, that you know they're doing the right things.
Yes.
And so sometimes your landscape or your neighbors are doing things in their landscape that I don't want you to do. One of them is everybody's getting that crepe myrtle, murder fever, and just hacking them back. And yeah, you can do it. Your crepe myrtle's probably not going to die, but it's going to look like crepe. And, you know, it's just going to look really bad. And sometimes it can cause them to die. It's going to cause them to have very large blooms that hang down on the ground, but very few blooms. Okay, it's going to expel or expend all its energy into two or three large blossoms, and you're not going to panicles or what they're called, and then they're not going to be covered all over with flowers, and it's going to cause it to sucker more. So there's no reason to do that. If you feel like cutting or hacking something back, you can do that to your fountain grasses, your red fountain grasses, your white fountain grasses, any of your muley grasses that need to have some of the plant removed because it's kind of rotting. And but your ornamental grasses, for the most part, can be cut back to about 4 to 6 inches, and it will start to recover. Now's a good time to be doing that. You don't need to be putting down pre-emergent right now. The seeds aren't really going to be growing with these sporadic winters we're having. Probably do that at the end of January, first part of February. Get it down then. But right now, we don't need to. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680 and let us know what's going on in your garden. So vegetable and fruit gardening right now, you want to make sure that if you do have warm season seeds starting, like your tomatoes and your peppers and things like that, you will, in North and Central Florida, want to cover them pretty much. You don't want them to freeze out. And then you can feed, though, you can fertilize your winter vegetables and herbs every 3 to 4 weeks. So if you, the last time you fertilized was in December, then you can go ahead and do it now again, and that's going to be just fine. Use slow-release fertilizers. That will be helpful. And then also, too, you want to encourage pollinators around your plants and your herbs and your vegetables. How do you do that? One, do not automatically use pesticides outside. If you are having a routine pesticide application around your house, okay, and in your yard, and you don't have an insect problem, then the most part, for the most part, you're just going to be killing or preventing pollinators from coming into your yard. The bees and the butterflies and all of the wonderful pollinating vectors that come into the yard, you don't want to do that. Do not spray on a routine basis. Spot check, IPM, which is integrated pest management. Walk your yards on a regular basis and see if you have any insect problems. I will tell you that most times when you see an insect issue, they have done their damage and they're gone. And you, there's no reason to put a chemical down, okay? And so, like leaf miner on citrus, once you see the little squiggly lines, they're gone. You don't need to put down a insecticide. What you should do is as you start to get new growth, that's when you use a pesticide that will kill the leaf-chewing insects, okay, like the caterpillars. That's when you do it, when you have new growth, because that's what they're looking for. Once the leaves have grown and they're mature, they don't like them. They're not as delicious. So when you have new growth, just before a flush of new growth comes out, spray, and then you may have to do a repeat application if you want while there's still little small leaves, and then you won't get an insect problem. The other thing is keep your lights off at night in your vegetable garden or your yard. Insects, moths, and moths are the main insect that, you know, attacks our plants. The varieties and species of moths. And if you have a nightlight on, then you're going to see more insect activity and damage. So, you know, cut those lights off. You don't need them. And I'm not talking about burglar, you know, the motion sensors. Those are fine. But you, for the most part, want to keep your lights off at night. And then also, too, make sure you're not overdoing it. Plants that are overwatered, vegetables that are overwatered, and herbs that are overwatered, that are over-fertilized, are more attractive to bugs that will do damage. So just keep it on the good side. Right now, I will tell you, if you've had your irrigation on any time in the last month, you probably overwatered. All right? I went into an HOA this last week, and as I got out of the car and walked onto the common area between the road and the sidewalk, it was spongy. It literally was saturated. And it wasn't from rain. It was from the irrigation. And right now, irrigation should only be about one time a week, if no rainfall. And if necessary, you can go literally without irrigation 10 to 14 days during the wintertime because of the cooler temperatures. There's no reason to water. If you're doing more than that, then you're attracting your own problems, and there's no reason to. Plus, you're paying for something that you don't need and using up a resource that's precious. Let's go to, let's see, that's Pinky in Port Orange. Good morning, Pinky. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. I went to my local big box stores the other day to get some organic compost to amend my soil. Mm-hmm. In my raised beds because their soil pH is too high.
Uh-huh.
And you told me to take some out because it has pine bark in it.
Yes.
So I took my meter that I check all my buds with, and because my soil in my beds were running 7.8, some were 8.
Yeah.
Every bag that I checked at the big box store were 7.5 to 8. Is that normal? And I thought, is my meter wrong? So I bought another one at the store to compare, and they both registered the same.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that pH. Only because it's just the nutrients breaking down. Okay, so most vegetables will do average six to seven, and that's fine. That is eight. I'm wondering what your water is, so that possibly the water. Are you
it's
using
out of my rain barrels?
It's out of your rain barrels.
Other than normal rain, I have 9 rain barrels.
Oh, well, good for you. You've been able to use it too. Rain barrels are good. Okay, so I don't see a problem. And so your vegetables, what kind of issue are you seeing with your vegetables? Refresh my mind.
I have broccoli. Let's just take my broccoli. Uh-huh. It's just not growing, and it was turning yellow. Mm-hmm. And so I know that was.
Oh, did we lose her? No. I can't hear you,
Pinky.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, for instance, my broccoli that I planted back in October,
uh-huh.
They're just not growing. They're staying a foot tall.
Okay. And so how often are you fertilizing?
I've been adding nitrogen now weekly because they have started to green up.
Mm-hmm.
So I started adding just fish emulsion to
okay.
them.
Okay. That's going to be one of your issues is that, you know, vegetables and plants not only need nitrogen, that just keeps the plant growing new leaves and going through photosynthesis and helping it stay green, but it also needs the minor nutrients. And so you need to use a balanced fertilizer that gives it not only the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, but also the boron and the zinc and the magnesium. You know, like you take a one-a-day vitamin. And so if you will look at the ingredients on a one-a-day vitamin, and I'm just being generic about that. And look at the fertilizer ingredients. They're the same. And so plants not only need nitrogen, that tells them to grow leaves. It doesn't tell them to grow big. Okay.
Okay.
So I would change your fertilizer to a balanced fertilizer, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And then add minor nutrients to it too as well. Okay. All right?
Like a 5-5-5 and then just with nutrients.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the 5-5-5 is nutrients too, but you want to add the micronutrients. So it needs the macro, which is the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And that's the main nutrients that plants need. But they also need the minor, the micronutrients. Okay?
So you're the best.
There you go. All right, Pinky. Thank you so much for calling and check with me. I don't think the yellowing is from the soil. Okay, I'm not too worried about your soil right now.
Maybe the cold.
It could be. It could have been the cold. It could be overwatering. How often are you watering?
I put my finger way down in there and I wait till it's dry.
Good for you. Okay, yeah. So I just don't think the soil's the issue. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. Let's see what you can do with the broccoli. Tell them to shape up or ship out. All right?
Okay.
Thank you, Pinky. Bye-bye. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the Tax Pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Going to expound on Pinky's Soil. And so that is registering at 7.5 to 8. That's not too, it's slightly alkaline. You can put some sulfur in it. But what I want you to do, Pinky, and anybody who has a soil issue, is to get the soil test kit from the University of Florida. You can go on Amazon. You can go to your extension office and get a soil test kit. Send your soil off to the university, and you can take it right back to the extension office. They'll send it away, or you can just send it from your home. The kit is about $22 to $23, and it will tell you, they will send it right back to you really quickly. I'm really pretty amazed at how quickly they do this, within 7 to 10 days. and they will tell you what you need to do for your soil. Okay, so I'm not too concerned about it. Most plants are a little bit generous when it comes to soil pHs, vegetables. There are some, like if you're trying to grow blueberries or different types of vegetables, that it will need to be a specific pH. But go ahead and get a soil test kit. And I will tell you that before fertilizing any time, you should always do a soil test, because you may not have to fertilize at all. And people who are getting fertilizer or using fertilizer 3 to 4 times a year may be just wasting their money. And so we do have nutritious soils, but the organic material doesn't stay long in our soil because of the humidity and the heat and the microbes in our soil. It breaks it down very quickly. But we have a lot of good minerals in our soil. And so you don't want to add if you don't need it. So get that soil test kit. Make that a goal for this new year before you fertilize it every time. And if you have a landscaping company and a fertilizing company, so that one that does the insect spraying, that you're going to tell them you don't need to have routine sprays. You just want them to do IPM, integrated pest management. You want to look for the insects and spot treat those areas. And then also to do a pH or a soil test. And that'll tell them what they need to fertilize with. Okay, that's where you're going to save money. You're going to help the environment. You're going to help your soils be healthy. And you're going to have better gardening results. Okay? 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. And so what else can you be doing this month? Well, this is, it's still a little early to be putting out your plants again, because we are going to be getting some more freezes next week, as an example. And our last freeze date is usually around the end of February, mid to end of February. We don't usually see freezes after that. And so Arbor Day is January 17th, which was yesterday. And hopefully some of you planted trees. That's important. We do want to have more trees. And trees are a good a plant for protecting from the sun, mm-hmm. lowering the temperatures in your yard, and then also to add beauty to your yard and provide resources for wildlife.
Oh, definitely. And the fact that I love that my dad's thought process for the property that we ended up buying from them, that my dad established, is he circled our property with fir trees, not only for the birds, but it also breaks the wind from yes. the hurricanes. So, yeah, I love our trees. Our trees are infested with birds, and right now it's a lot of them are robins. And
infested
so,
doesn't sound like it's a good thing.
You know, it's a good infestation. It's a welcomed infestation.
So you do have lots of birds?
Oh, yeah, and it's funny because my niece for Christmas bought me a bird feeder cam.
Oh,
and I've got so I need to create an Instagram page because it is for that alone. Because
oh my
it's
goodness.
Crazy as it's so cool. So and we got pileated woodpeckers all the time and pileated, however
pileated,
you pronounce it.
Yeah, that's good. It's 7:30 in the morning.
All right. Exactly. Tomato, tomato.
Yes, exactly. And so that's wonderful. I love bird cams.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you at a client's house Wednesday or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Little bluebirds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were so precious.
Oh,
and so I just love seeing all the variety of birds we have.
I highly suggest people to get a cam, and so that way they can come to your phone, and then that way it alerts me whenever there's any motion in the yard. But it's the motion is usually the birds and or my dogs being nosy. But yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I love it. It's the best thing. Like, I was like, that was the coolest gift ever. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
I love that. And so what can you be planting right now? Look, you can still be planting winter annuals. And these are plants that usually you plant up north in the springtime. So if you are from up north and you're now here in Florida, everything that you planted in the spring, your alyssum, your baby's breath, your California poppies, your delphiniums, your dianthus, dusty miller, foxglove, hollyhocks, and lobelia, ornamental cabbages and kale, pansies and petunias, status and stalk and sweet peas, you can be planting those right now. And I would not suggest seed. I would suggest transplants if you can find them. Usually you can in the nurseries. I know that Quality Green Specialist has beautiful, beautiful annuals right now that you can be planting in your yard. And so you want to do that. Vegetables, asparagus and beets, broccoli and Brussels sprouts, cabbage and carrots, cauliflower, celery, collards and endive, horseradish and kale, kohlrabi, lettuce and mustard, onion sets. How are your onions doing, Lizzie?
They're doing good. I did put the seeds in, and they were not sprouting. I think I covered them too. I did them too deep. Yeah. So I just went through and finished putting all my onions that I have established in.
Yeah,
they're looking good.
Excellent. Peas and potatoes, radicchio, which is also known as chicory. And so you hear about chicory coffee. But that's radicchio. Radishes and roquette, rutabagas and spinach and Swiss chard and turnips. You can be planting neeps and tatties right now. All those vegetables you like to eat in the wintertime and for your soups and your stews, you can be planting right now. And so that's going to give you something to do, but also make sure, again, you're fertilizing them on a monthly basis, slow-release fertilizer. If you use quick-release, you might want to make sure that your plants are hydrated. And this is going to be a time for us. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. My top five is coming up next. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-621-4764. 800-621-4764. That's 800-621-4764.
Looking to spend more time with the people that matter most? Transit connects you to family. Whether it's taking the kids to school, visiting grandma, or planning a weekend outing, Florida's bus and rail systems connect you to your loved ones without the hassle of traffic or parking. It's affordable, convenient, and the easy way to get together. Hop on and let us take you where you need to go. Because when you ride transit, you're connecting to what matters most. Florida's transit system makes it easy to connect with family. Visit transitconnectsflorida.com to find your ride.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Mosquito. Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Fresh Florida greens. These leafy legends turn any dish into a feast of freshness. Wafer thin, they provide layers of vitamins and minerals and fiber. From salads to smoothies, they're the green machine that keeps us on the go, with a versatility that makes other vegetables green with envy. Spinach, kale, romaine, these crispy superheroes never wilt under pressure, unless the recipe calls for it. To see what Florida Leafy Greens can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week is my top five plants with blue flowers. So here's the list, and we'll get it onto our podcast. Hardy ageratum, and that's Conilium cotidium. And it's a native ageratum, full sun, wet soils, and lake fronts. So if you do have shoreline you'd like to plant, Hardy ageratum is a good plant. Blue salvia, Salvia garinitica, full sun. It's a good background plant because it gets tall. It is a great thriller for containers. Bluephoria, mandevilla. It's a Costa Farms plant. It is gorgeous. It's like a mandevilla, but it's really deep blue. It's a great container flower, full sun, well-draining soil. It could be a thriller in a vine on a trellis or a spiller for your container. Scabiosa, Scabiosa tiandra, full apart sun, well-draining soil. It's a great spiller for containers. And my final top five blue flower is a lily of the Nile, Agapanthus africanus, storm cloud. It is full sun, well-draining soil. It is a wonderful thriller for a container. And so those are my top five blue flowers.
Can you say the first one again?
The first one was Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y,
okay,
like the Hardy Boys.
All right.
And ageratum, A-G-E-R-A-T-U-M.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, I won't try the scientific name. Not with my cold.
That's what I was going for.
Where you're trying to...
I want scientific names, ma'am.
There you go. Well, I'll text it to you. And so John in Ormond Beach sent me these great photographs. And he says, I have a dark brown, green, slimy substance that tends to, quotation marks, bloom for my lawn year-round for the last 4 or 5 years. It tends to be where my Bermuda is thin and is inhibiting the lawn growth where it is. I feel it's a slime mold, but it stays year-long and makes walking on the lawn very slippery. I've tried several antifungal treatments, and he named them, without any change. So his current sprinkler system set for once a week with a water sensor has not run for a month, it seems. Moisture meter indicates dry in my main yard and medium moisture near my neighbor's yard due to overspray from his irrigation. But the slime is in the dry areas as well. He says, I love listening to you on its local radio, WNDB, and on Spotify. And so thank you very much, John. Thank you for the pictures. Yes, it is slime mold. And that is Myxomycetes. And it's always present in the soil, okay, in certain areas. And when it appears on humid days, and then also after extended rainfall. So I think that it's just been acerbated by the hurricanes, but you may just be on wet soils. You don't have dry soils in your yard. So the fungus fungicide needs to be sprayed before you get that activity going. So that I would say, let's see how much it dries this spring and see if you still have it. And then I would just continually, like quarterly, spray the fungicide to see if it comes down. But you're watering, you may not even need watering once a week or even once a month. So if you do have a working water sensor, I would still check to see if you need to water. And with the rainfall, the ground is saturated. We're going to see it. But when the ground dries up, it'll go away. And then from there, once it goes away, then you can go ahead and try and put down the fungicide, which will keep it, prevent it from going. So what do you do with that slime mold? You could put it into your compost pile. If it dries out and you don't have, if you've got a really good hot compost pile, it will destroy the bacteria. Other than that, there's really nothing you can do for it. Okay, I would not try and put many chemicals on it, except for once it dries up and it's gone, then use a fungicide. That's a great question. Thank you for the wonderful photographs, too, as well. If you did not get our January newsletter, you can go to our website, my website, which is www.she-consulting.com. You can send me questions there. They can also send questions on the iHeart or on the BetterLawns.com website, BetterLawns.com, and I will get that too as well. Or you can just email me, teresa.watkins@live.com. On my website, I do have the top five. Excuse me, my voice is going to go. I'm trying to make it through the hour. And so the top five and also different posts for the blogs I have on the dirty word of the day on our website, on my blog page, which is www.she-consulting.com. Under more, click under more, you will see our Art and Bloom garden tours. The Newport Flower Show in June is going to be amazing. And if you've never been, it's kind of like the American version of Downton Abbey.
Ooh.
And all of the big estates in England. This is all the palatial estates in Newport, Rhode Island.
Yes.
And we have a wonderful, wonderful time. And so we are doing that. Our Chelsea tour is completely sold out. Our Savannah Charleston tour is completely sold out. But we do have the Garden Walk Buffalo coming up. It's not on our board yet, on our website yet. And then a trip to Scotland.
Oh, I love that. Oh, you got to get me those dates because I might end up.
I think.
See if I save up my
money. I could squish you in one of my bags.
Ooh, that's what I'm going for. Okay.
There you go. All right. So good morning, Teresa and Lizzie. Mark from Winter Garden. What shrubs can I plant that get no sun until summer? My neighbor on the south side has a 6-foot privacy fence. Low maintenance, please. Would camellias work? Let me know your thoughts. Love the show. Well, thank you, Mark from Winter Garden. Camellias would definitely work. My favorite is Pink Perfection. It is a columnar camellia with beautiful Fibonacci pink blooms, and camellias would definitely work there. I like that idea a lot. And then also, too, for other shades, you could do a little bit of podocarpus. It depends on the full sun in the area. Yeah, it would be fine. And then also clusia and anise, A-N-I-S-E. Anise will be fine.
And you can find all of that there on the betterlawns.com, too, because I'm going to start linking that on the betterlawns.com for the
tours.
Tours, yes.
Yeah, thank you. That'll be great. That'll be come with us, and we can just geek out at plants. What can you be planting for herbs right now? Herbs are anise and bay laurel, cardamom and chives, coriander and fennel and garlic. Those are the fennel is great for attracting butterflies. Even if you don't eat it, it makes a great vegetable and soup. But you can just plant it just for the butterflies. Garlic and ginger, lavender and mint. And Lizzie says to keep the mint in a container.
Yes.
Oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, thyme, and watercress. It's still a little too early for basil, unless you want to plant the seeds and keep them protected during these colder temperatures. But let's just hold off on that until probably February. And bulbs, lots of great bulbs to plant. African irises, Asiatic lilies, amaryllis, those amaryllis that you got for Christmas, you can go ahead here in Florida and plant them in the ground. Blood lilies and bovine, crinum lilies, day lilies. You know, day lilies are edible. And
what?
Day lilies are edible. You can they deep fry them in Asia. The blooms, they deep fry them.
That's what they use. I wondered what they used. I've seen them use them, but I didn't know those were the
squash
day
flowers.
Lilies.
Squash flowers, you can do the same too as well. Louisiana irises and society garlic, spider lilies and rain lilies. My favorite, rain lilies, should be in everybody's yard. And they remind me of crocuses. And then also to your, if you did refrigerate any of the northern bulbs, you can go ahead and force them now. It will be really good. So we are going to be back. I will tell you, I'm very excited of our guest next hour. She is going to, her name is Diana Blazik, and she is the executive director for National Garden Bureau and the All American Selections. So these are the best seeds in the United States. And also she is has given out the Green Thumbs Award. She's going to be talking about that next hour. You don't want to miss it because these are the new plants that have been amazing. And guess what? They grow in Florida. We're always kind of like the redheaded stepchild of the gardening world. And not a lot of plants come that are new to Florida. But Diane Blazik from ngb.org, she is going to be telling us all about the new varieties that have won awards and that are perfect for our zones, and 7 to 10 to 11. So I'm very excited about that. Thank you for staying with us for the first hour. You don't want to miss the second hour. But it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see flashing lights on any emergency, service, utility, or disabled vehicle, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. Help protect those who protect us. Move over or slow down for emergency lights. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.